everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the assistant site editor for searchdatabackup.com. Today I'll be talking about desktop and laptop backup. Losing data in any situation can be devastating, and laptops and desktops are just as vulnerable to data loss as enterprise data storage systems. Whether your laptops and desktops are for business or personal use, you want to make sure it's backed up correctly. So how does desktop and laptop backup differ from enterprise data backup? Are there different steps you need to take to back up your desktop and laptop backup? And what types of products are available? Here to help me answer these questions is W. Curtis Preston, an independent backup expert and executive editor here at TechTarget. Hi, Curtis, and thanks for being here with me today.
Anytime.
So, Curtis, can you explain why people should care about backing up their laptop and desktop data?
Well, I concur with what you said in the opening there about it being just as vulnerable. It's actually more vulnerable, because whereas in server storage systems, we tend to, at least in any data that we actually care about, we tend to put those on some level of RAID. So if a single disk drive goes bad, it doesn't take out our data. Whereas with a laptop or a desktop, with very few exceptions, we have one disk drive. And when that disk drive goes, so does our data. So that's one of the first reasons. And then the second reason is that the data at the edge is really the most recent data, and companies that have the policy of we don't back up desktops and laptops, and they just expect the employees who are making this data to copy it up to a server on a regular basis, those companies are simply just fooling themselves, because it's simply not going to happen. It might happen sometimes. It might happen on a semi-regular basis, but not all the time. And so when I listen to people and they tell me that, they have that type of policy, I truly think that they don't care about the data in their company, because the data that's, since the data that's out at the remote, the edge, right, the laptops, the desktops and things, tends to be the more recent data, it also tends to be, the more valuable data. And so to not back it up at all is simply crazy. And to rely on manual processes by the people that are at the edge to back it up is also foolish. So you need an automated process for desktops and laptops, just like you need for the rest of the data center.
Okay. But how does backing up desktop and laptop data differ from enterprise data backup?
Yeah, it's a lot different. So there's a couple of main differences. The first is that specifically this has to do with laptops, is you cannot assume that it will always have the same IP address, so you cannot reach out to it the same way you can with a typical backup software, that says we're going to back up Elvis now. It goes out to grab Elvis and it does a DNS lookup, gets Elvis's IP address, and then goes and talks to Elvis. Well, it doesn't quite work that way in laptops. So you've got to turn things on their ear and have the laptop talk to the backup server when it can, right, when it has a network connection. So you cannot assume that the network connection is there, and you cannot assume that the IP address is the same, and because it could literally be all over the place. That's the biggest difference. The other thing is that it has the same problems as a server about data being active, where it's hard to back it up while the laptop is being accessed. The main reason is that the user, more so than a server, the user is going to possibly notice that a backup process is going on and shut it down. So, but the downside of laptops and desktops that servers don't have is that you cannot assume that they will be on at night. It's very common for people to shut their laptops or to power off their systems or hibernate their PCs as they go home. And so you again, cannot count on that. Hopefully you can do some education with your users so that they stop doing that. But or you have software that deals with that issue where it's actually backing up throughout the day. So there's definitely some challenges there. And then the final thing that I can think of is that, especially in the case of laptops, the amount of bandwidth that you have available to transfer backups is often very, very small. It's either, I guess some people still use dial-up. I don't know anybody. But I use broadband wireless when I'm on the road, and sometimes that doesn't work, and I have to use the hotel internet, and sometimes that doesn't work, and, you know, I'm just sitting here with, like, the worst internet on the planet. Well, that same internet is what you need to use to back up. So you've got to deal with all of those different issues that you don't have to deal with in server backup.
Right. Are there any best practices or steps you should take to back up your desktop and laptop data?
Well, you know, you first have to be aware of all of those issues, right? So you cannot simply take a server backup product and assign it, you know, start backing up laptops. The other is do the same thing you do in every other area of IT. You need to evaluate a couple different products, see what they're like, do some proof of concept with a small group of users, and get some feedback from them, because it's with backups, with regular backup software, it's more about you. Like, you're the backup administrator, and you need to be happy with how it performs, how it works, the interface, all of that stuff. This is much more touchy-feely and has a whole lot of more people involved, because you want to know things like, when the backup kicked off, did you notice, right? Did it bring your system to a screeching halt? And, you know, some of the systems will queue up their backups to another part of the disk drive, and then as soon as they get an internet connection, it's like, bah, and then it just sends all this stuff, and then it kind of, you know, their disk is busy and their internet connection is full, and, you know, they're not happy, and then if they're a smart user, they're like, it's stinking backup, and then they shut it down, right? Mm-hmm. So you want to try this with a number of, you know, the different companies that you're thinking about using. Try it with a number of different users and get feedback from them on how it worked, right? And, of course, do the usual stuff of testing backups and restores and all that sort of stuff. And also, it would be interesting if you could do some controlled tests to see if one is faster than the other, right? So if you can back up a particular desktop or laptop with the exact same changes and see, you know, how it actually performs, right? But you definitely want to get that user feedback, that sort of touchy-feely stuff to see, because you're about to go out and touch all their desktops and laptops. If you think about it, like antivirus software, we've all grown used to it, but we hate it, right? Mm-hmm. I hate when the antivirus software kicks off at like noon, you know, and it's like, oh, crap, you know, like now I'm not going to get anything done for the next hour. Well, with the antivirus software, they know they better not shut it off, right? They know shutting off antivirus software is, you know, really, really naughty, and all they're going to do is, you know, go and catch a virus. But with backup, they might not feel quite that way, right? And so if it's really annoying, they might just shut it off, right, if they're a smart user. So, again, that's the best advice I can do is to say do multiple POCs with multiple products to see how well it works.
All right. That's good. So what types of products are available for desktop and laptops? What are their main features, and how do they differ from one another?
Well, gee, I could answer that question in about an hour and a half. they tend to fit into a couple of different categories. There tends to be, from the software perspective, we tend to be talking about either CDP, near CDP, or source deduplication software, or delta differential software, which some might consider deduplication software. So looking at those four categories, well, CDP is you know, continuous data protection. It's continuously replicating the changes from that laptop. If it doesn't have an internet connection, it will cache up those changes and then send them once it has one. Near CDP is like CDP in that it's continuously sending changes, but it also has to take snapshots in order for the system to work. So in the case of Windows, it's going to take a VSS snapshot, and you're going to, be continuously sending the changes throughout the day. The other two products are more like traditional backup products, but with, you know, one giant exception, and that is they're never again going to do a full. Once you get that first full, then the only thing that's going to be sent each day are the deltas, are the new unique blocks. in the case of Delta Differential software, it's going to only send the blocks that are unique for that day, for that laptop. A true source deduplication product is going to send blocks that are unique to the environment, meaning that if this user with this laptop downloads the same PowerPoint file that another user downloaded to his or her laptop, and then one of them backs up that PowerPoint file using this source deduplication software, the next person that runs a backup is not going to backup, not going to transfer that file across the network. So that's the difference between Delta Differential, a Delta Differential product. If 20 people downloaded the same PowerPoint file, that PowerPoint file will be backed up 20 times. But each of those people, as they make changes to their files, their Word files and their Excel files, only the block level changes to those files will be backed up each day with both types of products. So all four of these products have a couple of things in common. One is that they are incremental forever, right? You get that first full backup, and then you never again do another one. And then the other is that the incrementals that are sent either throughout the day or multiple times each day are only the new bytes, right? It's not full file incrementals, right? You can't take a regular backup product and just turn it on on the laptop because of how huge some of the files that we're playing with are, right? So, you look at just PowerPoint and Excel and Word, they're really space inefficient, right? They create these giant files. You change one word and in that Word doc, and that whole giant multi-megabyte file is going to be backed up again. Well, you do that with a couple of files, and you pretty stinking fill up the whole pipe. So you do have to have this sort of block level incremental concept, and that's four different ways to accomplish that.
Okay. So Curtis, can you explain what kind of cloud backup services are available for desktop and laptop backup?
Yeah. So previously we talked about the four different types of software that make this possible. All four of those types of software are available, at least I think all four of them are available from various service providers where they manage the service, they manage the backup server, they are responsible for dealing with the issues, right? So if you have, they're responsible for noticing, for example, that a user has revolted and been shutting off the client, and so it's been X number of days since the last backup, and then notifying somebody who can do something about that, right? It's their job to deal with that, their job to deal with product updates, all of these different things that are really important to be done. And so the idea of using cloud backup services for desktop and laptop backups is probably possibly one of the first major areas where larger companies use cloud backup. Because, as we talked already, there's a number of problems, right, with it. And it's weird, and it's a bunch of new problems that you're not used to. And a lot of people think, oh, I really don't want to go down that road. Well, then don't, right? Just pick a cloud backup service. There are a whole bunch of them out there. What I would encourage is to try different ones that use different software, right? So there are a bunch of different ones that use the same software. And while I'm not going to say that all MSPs for a particular backup product are the same, I am saying that it is important to try multiple backup products. So just because you've gone to cloud backup doesn't mean you should ignore the fact that different pieces of software behave differently. So you still need to look at the different types of software. So when you're talking to cloud backup, you want to find out, well, what do you use, right? So, someone will say, well, we use eVault, or we use Asigra, or we use, there's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of these companies that, there's companies like Mozy, which is an EMC company, that they do it all, right? They are the service provider. They sell directly to the customer. And then there are a bunch of companies that are basically they use another company's software product, and then they just install it, manage it, and all of that sort of stuff. So with those types of companies, you need to ask them, well, what is the actual product that you're using? And then make sure that you're, again, testing multiple products, not just all the same product from multiple service providers.
My last question for you, Curtis, is what are some of the common problems that people run into with desktop and laptop backup?
Well, I'd say the most common problem is purchasing a product that too significantly changes, I don't think that comes out in English, changes the user experience too much, right? If you can choose the right backup product, then you can get this job done with relatively little impact, especially if you're willing to train your users to leave their computers on at night. That's really the best. If you can do that, then you know it'll be a lot easier. But if you can't do that or don't want to do that or don't think that you could do that successfully, then the problem really becomes, you know, doing backups without anybody noticing. And that is a significant challenge. And too many people have, you know, gone down different products and said and then the users have basically revolted. And so they do things like shut off the backup. And then they shut off the backup over and over and over and over again. And the next thing you know, it's been, you know, a month and nobody's been backed up. So that's really the biggest problem that I see. And of course, the other would be not thinking about all those problems that we talked about in the beginning that are unique to backing up desktops and laptops, more so laptops and desktops. But then trying to use a traditional product to back it up.
Okay, thank you for all those answers, Curtis.
No problem.
And for more information on desktop and laptop backup, you can visit searchdatabackup.com.